This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Seven past the hour, it's time for us to visit the food and family aspects, the food, farm, family aspects of our lives. The American Family Farmer radio show is on the air, and you can find past versions of the program at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. I'm Doug Steffen. I am an American dairy farmer, although I guess that's not really fair to say anymore, because I'm not milking cows on my farm anymore. I'm raising Jersey replacement heifers. We do have activity on the farm in the, I suppose it's called agritourism. We have tours of the farm now, this starting this weekend, every weekend, with draft horses there and the cows and things that are going on, the great milk and ice cream that you can get. It's a, and there's a little country store on the farm. It's that sort of place. And this is the time of year for us all to thrive in that circumstance. So that's what's going on my farm. And why we do this program, because of my background in farming, the mission of the program is to sort of be a voice of advocacy for the family farm, the family farmer, farm-run businesses, and the locavores who eat and enjoy our products. You can hear this program here, there, and everywhere. And one of the things that has become known for is to address the needs that family farmers have. You've got problems, we have answers. Come up with different people who are experts in different areas of agriculture. We have a fellow from California joining us in a few minutes who's going to focus on the quality of the soil that we're using to grow our crops and to feed our animals. But first, some items from the news desk. In about a month's time, a California groundskeeper is going to make history by taking Monsanto to court. He's dying because he says he used Roundup weed killer, and that the people at Monsanto cover up what the real ingredients are. Mr. Johnson is 46 years old. He's a husband and father of three. He hopes he'll be able to survive long enough to make Monsanto take the blame, at least, for his fate. Johnson is becoming the first person to take the folks at Monsanto to trial. He alleges that it has spent decades hiding cancer-causing dangers of Roundup. Last week, as a matter of fact, the judge in the case issued an order which clears the way for the jury to consider not just the scientific evidence related to what caused Mr. Johnson's cancer, but allegations that Monsanto suppressed evidence of the risks of its weed-killing products. It suppresses, in my opinion, all of the things about it. For example, it kills the weeds, but it doesn't kill the seeds from the weeds. So by destroying the weed, you are inherently making the problem worse, because there are more seeds for more weeds in the plant that's destroyed by Roundup. It doesn't destroy the seeds. So anyway, this fellow was, this poor guy lives in the San Francisco area. This is one of 4,000 ongoing trials against Monsanto alleging exposure to Roundup. And so this is, a matter of fact, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, according to most of the suits, is the real, what the victims are getting, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, which can kill you pretty fast. That's one lawsuit that's going on that I thought you should know about. A lot of people criticize me, and you're welcome to do so. You can send along using Twitter. I'm at Doug Steffen, S-T-E-P-H-A-N. I'm okay. Send a note to Doug at DougSteffen.com. That's okay as well, to complain about my handling. You think that Monsanto is this great, wonderful company making life better for Americans. Well, you can grow more. You can often, with their product, grow more and sell more. But is that all there is to the game? What are you growing and what are you selling is the question that a lot of people don't really have an answer for. They're just happy because Monsanto, they think, allows them to grow more and thus make more money. And I say, at what expense? And I'm not even sure that's true. Another suit filed this week, a fellow in Middletown, Maryland, who runs the South Mountain Creamery, has filed a First Amendment lawsuit against the Food and Drug Administration. The suit challenges the constitutionality of the FDA's labeling requirement that vitamins A and D must be added to skim milk. The FDA requires pasteurized milk, any milk with less fat than whole milk, to have a synthetic vitamin label on it to be marketed if it's real milk. Otherwise, it has to be labeled imitation milk or an imitation milk product. Can you imagine anything so asinine as this? Good God. The rule applies to any item sold across state lines. So if you sell your milk in the state that you're in only, you can do whatever you want, whatever the state law is. But if you go across, if you're making milk and producing it, and you want to sell, let's say you're in Massachusetts, you want to sell it in New Hampshire, you go across state lines, you get a $1,000 fine every time you bring a bottle of that milk across state line. Have you ever heard of anything so damnable and stupid? This is the same stuff as marijuana. You know, the same thinking. You can't transport marijuana across state lines because it's against the federal law. So the federal law here says that if you are selling milk and you take any of the butterfat out of it, you have to say it's imitation milk. Which, I mean, I'll be the first to tell you that the crap that comes out of most of these dairies is not imitation milk. It's not even, it's just white water. But, you know, that's my take on it, and I have the right to say that. This guy has the right to say what he wants to about his product, but the government says no, no, no. A lawsuit filed on behalf of Randy Sowers, who with his wife Karen started dairy farming in 1981, created South Mountain Creamery in Maryland. The Frederick County business in Maryland has 5,000 home delivery customers. So they've really touched a nerve here, going back to the old days of delivering milk. Why not just add vitamins A and D? Sowers admits that it doesn't cost much to do that, but we're in a competitive business with more dairies marketing their own milk and dairy products these days because the federal government, and I'm saying this as an ad hoc member of this group, the feds have, in collusion with the Suiza family, Dean Foods, Dairy Farmers of America, have pretty much ruined it for the family farmer. So if you want to survive as a family farmer in the dairy business, you better be selling your product yourself to your customers directly and not submitting to the pool regulations. Anyway, the FDA has been under fire for a while because of the mislabeling dairy products. The issue here is a focus on soy milk. Okay, so the point is that you can not label your milk that is real milk as it has to be called imitation milk, but yet stuff that isn't milk at all, milk comes from a mammary gland, whether it's your breast or whether it's the udder of a cow. It doesn't come from almonds, and it doesn't come from soy, and it doesn't come from coconuts. It doesn't come from any. It is not milk. And yet the FDA allows people to put that mislabel on almond milk or rice milk or whatever the hell else it is. And it really is a travesty. It is, and that's why this guy, I support him. I hope he does well. I'd like to get him on this program to talk about his suit. But those are a couple of things in the suit department that literally are going on at this moment. In a moment, we're going to meet Daniel Morash, the founder of California Safe Soil, here on this week's American Family Farmer.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road-tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years. Which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. the Certified Pre-Owned Sales event going on now through May 31st. Come in today and take advantage of 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
You work all day, then go home and make dinner. That's not fair, because making your dinner, that's our job. We don't work all day, then go home and do your job, so stop doing ours. Head into Buffalo Wild Wings for America's favorite wings, with 21 sauces and seasonings to take your dinner from mild to wild. But don't worry, we're dinner pros. If things get too wild, we've got dozens of beers on tap to bail out your palate. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Please drink responsibly.
And now, an ad from Mom.
Save money on your car insurance by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Hey, is it always this cold in here? It doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother me a bit. I'm just kind of curious because if it's the equipment or something, that's fine. It's just, woo, it's kind of chilly.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with Daniel Morash, who is it's an interesting background. He's a former investment banker, focused on energy and infrastructure project financing, renewable energy, adaptive reuse of waste, that sort of thing. And now Dan has founded the California Safe Soil Conglomerate. That goes back a couple of years. The proprietary technology is used to recycle unused food into fertilizer and feed. It's called enzymatic digestion. This is something that we, I guess in a manner of speaking, Dan, have been doing. Many of us, it's called composting, isn't it? Or is this something that's more specifically to the point of composting, but one step above it?
Well, we often call it composting 2.0 because it only takes 3 hours, whereas composting can take 3 months to do.
And with me, it takes 3 years. I have a compost pile on my farm, and it's just now turned. I mean, as I go through it each year, the stuff that I've added 3 or 4 years ago, I find just now usable. And I try to turn it over 4 or 5 times a year. But I think some people who are doing this, depending on how aggressive they are with it, they turn it over every day. I know a guy in Connecticut who's got a composting business. He takes horse manure from a nearby farm and composts it, takes him a year to do it. He sells the stuff for $600 a truckload. Unga bunga.
Wow.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So I'm interested in what attracted you as a former investment banker to this business.
Well, there's a huge supply of food waste, and right now it goes to the landfill. And so as much as 40% of the food that's produced in this country goes to waste, which is really a sorry state of affairs. And I was involved with other technologies like waste to energy, and it doesn't make sense to burn food waste because there's so much water in it, and it's not the best source of energy to begin with.
But may I interrupt you for a second? Does it make sense to turn other waste into energy, something we're not doing now, but a lot of advocates who want to get rid of landfills say we should be burning with proper scrubbers and stuff. We could do this safely. Do you think that's true?
There's about 100 waste-to-energy plants around the country. So, you know, there was a period of time in the 80s and 90s when there were a lot of those plants built. And I think that opportunity is pretty well tapped out, to be frank.
Really? You're talking about the waste that you're trying to embrace and all the stuff thrown together. Seems like it is a considerable waste, a pretty sad statement. Let's get to how this is done. The technology to recycle food into fertilizer, our focus here at 21 past the hour.
Bacon.
bacon lovers. We ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Now for us to continue our focus on this new technology, thanks to the imagination of Daniel Morash, who's here. He's the founder of California Safe Soil. You said something when we got started that I want to circle back to because it caught my attention when I was talking about what to do with the stuff in landfills and my own 3 to 4 year compost pile. What you've done is create something that is usable in a day. It seems like.
Yes.
How do you do that?
Well, it's very analogous to what happens with human digestion. So when you eat lunch the food's in your stomach, you break down with enzymes. And so enzymes are like a pair of scissors. You take long chain molecules, proteins, fats, and carbohydrates, and cut them into short-chain building block molecules, amino acids, organic acids, and simple sugars that then can circulate through your bloodstream, get into the cells in your body, and then get reconstructed into useful molecules inside the cells of your body. Well, so it's a very similar thing here. What we're doing is there's a series of there's grinding and agitation and heat, and then adding enzymes to break down the molecules in the food. Since food is about 75% water, what we get is mostly the waste from the produce aisle at the supermarkets.
Right.
And as well, we get meat, fish, deli, bakery, other food waste items.
When I was a kid on the farm, we used to go around, my Uncle Sam and I, when I was a kid, we'd go around in the truck to the same places you've just described, the grocery stores, the restaurants, and pick up all of the unused food or the waste, whether it be meat or lettuce, whatever, the veggies, everything, bring it home, cook it, and feed it to the pigs.
Exactly.
That was the way of getting rid of it. And it was very productive. Now, nobody does that because nobody's raising any pigs around. So it goes into the, as you've just suggested, into this waste hole. What a unique, wonderful idea this is. As a matter of fact, The guy who I supported for mayor in the recent election in my community came to me. He said, if I get elected, I want you to start a new business. And it was basically this. I would like to, with the town's support, we'll get the vehicles, we'll go around, we'll pick up, we'll have three instead of having the waste that we collect in one barrel and then the other is recyclable stuff. We'll have three barrels, one for waste that's burnable, one for digestible foods, and one for the, you know, the recyclable stuff. And I thought it was brilliant. I don't know if it's being done anywhere, but it certainly should be if it isn't. Do you know of any place that is doing basically what you're doing, collecting this stuff and creating, he just wanted me to build a great big compost pile at the farm. But if I'd have known about that, I'd be eager to do what you're doing. This sounds like a fabulous idea for lots of good reasons, including it looks like it's a pretty good business, right?
The important thing at the front end of our business is to preserve the cold chain.
Yep.
So, in other words, you don't want the food to rot. Mm-hmm. And then it smells, and then you can't get a quality finished product.
Right.
So we have special totes and buggies that we use at the supermarket to collect the food waste, and then they have trucks that circulate around and go to all their stores to supply them, and then they go back empty to their distribution center. So
right.
They have our totes and buggies full of the food waste, and so that way it's very efficient as a collection.
Well, I find one of the things that I find interesting and intriguing and I want to talk to you about in a few minutes is the actual use of the material that comes out of this process, the fertilizer, and how we can use it on our farms. This is a solution for a big problem for a lot of us. Stand by for that. 28 past the hour. Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless when you're in bed? Do you fall asleep but you can't stay asleep? If you have that problem, try MyPillow. Now, like me, you can get a great night's sleep every night. Great sleep is important for your health and well-being. And the best offer that I can give you right now from MyPillow is to go to MyPillow.com and get four pillows for the price of two. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows. Even better, 50% off the regular retail price. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows, 50% off at MyPillow.com. Made with 100% cotton, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow made in our country. Backed by a 10-year warranty, 60-day guarantee. Act fast. Get yours now. Get to a better night's rest. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV for the half-price deals at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV.
To promote my new flower shop, I had one place print my business cards, another print my brochures, and a third, my signs. Now my roses aren't red, my violets aren't blue, my geraniums look dead, and I don't know what to do.
Staples can help your business stand out with signs, banners, and brochures that are a true reflection of your company. And now with Staples, spend $50 or more on print and marketing services and get $5 off your next in-store purchase.
Now my business is blossoming, and I'm spending less green.
Exclusions apply. In-store only. End 6/23/18.
When you're hiring, you don't want to waste time sorting through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want an efficient way to get to a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation.
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Farming, the focus on farming, the family farmer, the farmer-owned businesses, locavores eating and enjoying the food. How do we get there? What is there that we can do to help you make your farm better, more productive? I think we found one way, in terms of fertilizer anyway, that I wanted to expose to you through the conversation we're having with Daniel Morash, who's the founder of California Safe Soil. If you go to CalSafeSoil.com, CalSafeSoil, CalSafeSoil.com. You can find out a lot about how they're doing this. The process creates something called harvest to harvest. Let's explain, Daniel, what the product is that comes out of all of this. And I don't want to leave behind the fact that you can do this in 3 or 4 hours. The enzymes, and you made a great analogy, I thought, to how our system works. That is, our bodies, the enzymes, it's understanding the gut, and the people that understand how the gut works It is what you explained. Having basically our body is a composter. We take all the goodness out of the foods that we eat, and what's left, the debris, excreted or eliminated in one way or another, is basically the same thing that you have by using the same kind of enzymes. So how do you, before we actually get to Harvest Harvest, how did you come up with the, did you go to some school or doctors tell you, okay, these are the enzymes you've got to recreate, or how did you get the enzyme? Where'd they come from?
They're all from the food processing business, and the equipment that we use is all off-the-shelf food processing industry equipment. There are a lot of enzymes used to in processed food that are the same types of enzymes that we use. They are all non-GMO, Our product is certified organic, although it's also used in conventional agriculture. And, you know, and basically what you're doing is feeding organisms that live in the soil. There are if you take a teaspoon of soil, there are more microbes in that teaspoon than there are people on the face of the planet.
Yeah.
And so creating a healthy environment in the soil is a way of stimulating and protecting your plants. So it's both an organic fertilizer and a biostimulant that increases productivity of your plants, basically.
Well, the more we use Monsanto products, the less we're going to have of this. People don't understand because we're so now removed. Only 2%, or actually less than 2% of the population, actually lives on the farm, works on the farm, produces our food for us. And in that way, we don't really understand what it is that's been done by the chemical industry to basically ruin the food supply. And so in this circumstance, what you have, I'll use another analogy that I talk about all the time when people say cows are ruining, methane gas is ruining the planet. I want you to, you can walk around the pasture at my farm, and a day or two after the cows have pooped in a certain place, you look at the ground, and all of the grass around where the poop is much greener than the other grass that may be 10 feet away from it. And the reason is because in the digestive process of the cow's four stomachs, what the enzymes do to the food it eats, and then what happens when it comes out the other end, is fabulous for the soil. The microbes you're talking about are enhanced, and that's why it's greener around where the pile of poop is, because there's that much more that is directly applied to the soil there. That's why we spread manure on our fields. I don't spread anything. I don't have any commercial fertilizer. I just use a blend of cow manure, chicken manure, horse manure, pig manure, if I can get it, and that's what I fertilize with. And it does, it's bringing back to the soil. Fertilizers extract out of the soil. It may help a plant grow well, and it may make it greener, but it's taking things out of the soil, not putting anything back. What you're doing is putting into the soil what it needs to be healthy and grow. Does that sound too much like a lecturer, or is that really, I mean, that's pretty much the practical side of it, isn't it?
That's exactly what it is. And the idea is to get a, you know, to have what amounts to a scaled up process where we can, you know, this is about handling large volumes of food waste at the front end that we make into a cost effective liquid fertilizer that can be applied through whatever, you know, whatever you use to irrigate your farm. You can run it through drip lines or sprinklers or whatever equipment you use to irrigate.
I have a sprayer. I just use a regular sprayer. I would use in the beginning of the season, I've already done it now, apply manure to many of the fields while the grass before it starts to grow. And then after the first cut of the hay, I'll apply a liquid. And so I'm going to try to find your harvest to harvest. I'm sure you can tell me how to find it. Before we get done here, we'll get to how people can find this. But to translate further for the person listening that isn't a farmer, who's interested in quality local vore type food, what we're really saying here is that your product does what it does the opposite. That was what I was alluding to before. It doesn't take out of the soil. It refurbishes the soil, making the food that comes out of the ground that much better for you, right? It's sort of a repatriation of the right stuff into the soil.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That is exactly right. And what we strive to do, it's food safe. For example, we've done a challenge test at UC Davis in the lab where the product was inoculated with E. coli and salmonella and listeria, and the result proved that our process eliminates all of those pathogens. And then that study was published in a scholarly journal, and we got our license from the California Department of Food and Agriculture as a result of that. So the idea is to have a scaled up process that produces a cost-effective fertilizer that's consistent from one application to the next, that's safe, and that produces results.
I could see this thing going all across the country. What's your market now? How hard is it to supply? Once people know about this, now that I know about it, I'd use it. There are a lot of liquid fertilizers that are around. The problem with the stuff I've used has been based on seaweed, and it plugs up the sprayer. Yeah, you got to clean the nozzles of the sprayer out about every hour because the stuff is not, it's not refined enough. It's great stuff for the soil. You can understand why it would be great, but it plugs up the machines. You don't have any small particles in this stuff, I'm guessing. It's really liquid, so it doesn't plug up the nozzles of the sprayer, right?
Well, yeah, that's part of the process as well, that we've refined, where our average particle size is 26 microns. So it flows very easily through whatever equipment you're using. Mm-hmm. It won't plug it up, so you'll get that organic matter out there into the soil without having any problems. So those are the sorts of things. We started in 2012. We've done the research and development to make the product commercially attractive.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's working out all of those details and then we can scale it up. And that's exactly what we plan to do. I mean, every large city should have one of these plants to recycle the organics that are generated. It's as much effort as goes into, there's still going to be food.
Right, we're losing you. We have a little bit of a problem. We'll see if we can get back to you. I'll tell you, there's one place in the greater Boston area I know of where you could do it, and it's my farm. This is a very good idea. We continue our conversation, tell you how to get this H2H, which is harvest to harvest. That's what it's called, H2H for short, for Mr. Morash in a matter of moments. This is the American Family Farmer with basically an idea. This is pretty similar in concept to what we're talking about here. This is something for your tummy, a detox, a cleansing, a way to get the enzymes to work better. This is a tea that I have started in the last couple of months. I've been drinking it every day when I'm on the air. I find this to give me energy. It's called Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea. Life Change is a proprietary herbal formula, all natural, gentle cleansing designed to rid your body of the toxins, the molds, the parasites, the bacteria that are part of what's in your system. That your enzymes, you don't have the proper enzymes to get that out of your system. That's what this tea includes. The tea can't be found on the shelf of any grocery store, any food store in the country, because the strength of the herbs, the 8 tea bags, they last only a month, and then you got to replenish. So if you're interested in a really healthy body, Life Change Tea will get you there. The herbal formula, getting rid of the bad stuff, the GMOs, the pesticides, the herbicides, again, all the same sort of stuff that we're talking here with Mr. Marash about. You've got them in your body, and you want to get them out. You want to get the bad stuff out because it runs your body down. And you want to clean that stuff out with the Life Change Tea that's appropriate for you. Find out more by going to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code DJV, and the folks at Life Change Tea will ship it to you free. Get ready for a lot more energy, a cleaner body. You'll be drinking it every day, and you'll know you'll sleep better, too. This is really a fabulous product all the way around. It immediately will go to work. Life Change Tea. Food is different these days. You got to have it to keep a body clean and tuned up. It's GetTheTea.com. That's where you get it. GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code DJV. They'll ship it to you free.
More than 41 million people will travel for the Memorial Day holiday weekend, and this year, 7 out of 8 are driving. Unfortunately, tires are one of the last things people think about, but it should be the first, since tires are the only part of your vehicle that touch the road. So, they're an important safety feature, responsible for carrying your family to safety every day. Proper care and maintenance are critical. Here are 3 easy tips from tire manufacturer Bridgestone. Check your tire pressure once a month and before you head out on a road trip. Improper pressure can impact fuel economy, handling, and performance. Make sure your tires have proper tread depth. The penny test is a great way to check. Dip the penny upside down in the tread of each tire. If you can see Lincoln's head, it's time for a new set. Make sure you rotate all 4 tires every 5 to 7,000 miles to prevent uneven wear. If you need help, visit a Firestone Complete Auto Care store for a free tire pressure check and tread assessment. For more tips, visit TireSafety.com.
Hey, what's going on? What are you doing?
Oh, my gosh, no. Insomnia, please, not tonight. I've got a busy day tomorrow.
Ooh, what's that sound? Wow, sounds like your partner is sound asleep. You must be jealous.
Yes.
Too bad. Come on, let's go to the kitchen. Yes, you have ice cream and cookies. Eat all of it.
Insomnia, please, leave me alone.
No. Who is that? Check your phone. Ooh, scroll through social media. Check the news.
That's it. I'm taking Calitrin, so you will finally leave me alone for good.
Wait, no. Not Calitrin. I'm sorry.
Too late.
No, please, no.
Finally, sleep.
Calitrin, the number one choice for healthy weight loss that not only works while you sleep, it helps you sleep.
I really enjoy taking Calitrin because it definitely helps me with my sleeping. I have lost approximately 10 pounds, and I am very pleased with the results.
My name is Marcia, and my husband and I both take Calitrin to sleep better at night and for to help on his weight.
Check us out at toploss.com or call 1-833-TOPLOSS.
Okay, so let's get with Mr. Daniel Morash, the founder of the California Safe Soil Operation, and find out how we can ourselves get this H2H, the harvest to harvest. And I want this to be a promotional, so everybody listen up. What do we do to find this stuff, Mr. Morash?
Well, I would say to go to our website, and then there's a Contact Us tab, and send me a note. Right now we are focused on developing the company in the California market. There's it's a huge specialty crop market, so fruits and vegetables. And there are a number of distributors that we sell through in California. So we move the product out in a 5,000 gallon tank truck to the distributor, who then sends out totes to the individual.
How much of this stuff can you produce a day? How many different places in California do you have it that you're operating to do the digestion? That's really what it is, the digestive process.
That's right. So we have one plant in Sacramento, and we can produce 5,000 gallons a day. And we're in the process of doubling that capacity. So, but we do have plans to be building these plants in big cities around the country.
Right. Come to Massachusetts, come to Boston, you can build your plant on my farm. That's a perfect place for it. Daniel Morash, the website is calsafesoil.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson.
Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
American Family Farmer Show at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. Helpful tips, interesting news, ideas about how you can make your farm more productive, more valuable for you and your family. This material is aimed at the American family farmer, farm businesses, locavores, eating the foods that we're growing. I have... I normally set aside this much time in each of our get-togethers for a comment. And I was thinking, as I was doing my own garden, how little people know about gardening. Do you have a green thumb? I was teasing a friend of mine the other day who was wearing gloves to protect herself from getting her hands dirty. And I said, what are you doing that for? Stuff's good for you. Wait, let me see your green thumb. Well, if you don't have a green thumb, it's not a superpower, by the way. Planning and planting a garden does not take a green thumb nor superpowers. It takes work, takes knowledge. Growing and eating your own vegetables, something that I especially find rewarding because I've done it since I was a kid. I remember I was 7, maybe 8 years old when I planted my first garden, and I've had a garden every year since then. What the soil does, what you learn about the sun. It's just very cool. And youngsters ought to, my 3.5-year-old grandson, when he comes in a couple of weeks, I want to have him put a seed in the ground and see if he can stay long enough to watch that seed come out of the ground, or give the seeds to his mother and he can plant them at home in a little garden. Watch children react to what's going on as they understand what is going on, the growth there. It's really, it's a fabulous, fabulous, fabulous way to bring children into the real world. Well, anyway, as far as you and your garden and having it successful, growing things for your salads, growing maybe a little corn, some tomatoes, that sort of thing, beets. First of all, think about the space that you have for a garden. You have a large patch of backyard. Maybe you can convert. Maybe you live in the city and you have a small space you can use on the rooftop. It's really amazing. Take a helicopter around any major city, New York, Los Angeles, Boston, Chicago, and fly over the buildings in the core city that are residential, residential buildings. And you'll see invariably on the rooftops now gardens. People are growing not just planters in pots, but they're bringing dirt up to the surface and they're creating a small garden. And it's really pretty overwhelming when you look at it. So, alright, you got this area. Make sure that it's clean, the soil is clean, no debris. You want to stay away from any kind of shade if you can. And make sure that there is not a lot of debris in the soil, rocks and roots and that kind of stuff. And then, water becomes very important. I mean, this maybe sounds simplistic, but it isn't for some. Remember, you've got to have sunlight, you've got to have water. That's it. Those two things will make your vegetables grow no matter where they are. Unless, if you plant the vegetables on the top of a hill near a wall, be careful. Don't have it too exposed because a lot of wind on the top of hills will take out a garden if it's, if it's light things and the soil is light. Well, we're talking about light plants and that sort of thing. If you can find earthworms, great. If you can't, go to the fishing bait store, buy a cup of earthworms and put it in the soil. You'll be amazed at how much. We just spent this whole hour talking about compost and stuff. That's what the earthworms do. They bring better nutrients to your soil. And you can add manure and that sort of thing to the soil through this dried manure you can get in the various stores, that sort of thing. Measure the pH in your soil. It needs between 6 and 7, same as with a human being. pH is the same in the soil. Lower than 6, it's acidic. And if it's higher than 7, it's alkaline. Things will not grow well in either circumstance. And then temperatures. If you're planting a lot of things and you don't wait long enough, you're liable to have a problem. For example, where I am here in Massachusetts, soil, even though we've had a warmer than normal spring, the soil is not warm yet at all. It'll only take 4 or 5 days of temperatures in their 80s that then the soil will warm right up. But in order to get things started, whatever you're planting, if you want it to start well, the soil needs to be warm, or you need to figure out some way of getting it warm. Put it in the sun if you have planters and stuff like that. I don't know. I just find that this stuff, it's a wonderful way for children to see things grow. It's very satisfying to pluck the tomatoes and enjoy them, that sort of thing. Get the plants or the seeds from a reputable store. Don't buy some of the crap that you can get that's basically Monsanto seed. You don't want that. Find some good stuff and watch your vegetable garden bloom and grow. Have a good one. Doug Steffen, American.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.